Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, we're diving into highlights from the newest Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, which is packed with updates for hobbyists and professionals alike. Whether you code for pleasure or work, or just enjoy exploring hardware innovation, this weekly, ad-free resource keeps you abreast of the latest on CircuitPython, MicroPython, and everything resonating through the microcontroller community. Let's kick off with something that tugs at the nostalgic heartstrings. ATAboy, a remarkable tool for retro computing enthusiasts. ATAboy essentially brings IDE hard drives into the modern age, giving you direct USB access to vintage storage without breaking out the classic hardware or scrounging eBay for expensive adapters. With its plug-and-play style, it streamlines the experience of accessing those legacy drives, opening doors for data recovery and exploration of older systems. If you ever wanted to revisit software gems or recover precious digital memories from your computing past, ATAboy now makes that journey much less of a logistical nightmare. On the software front, we turn to rsync, the go-to sync tool for Linux and other open environments, with its 3.4.4 release tackling some pesky regression issues reported in previous builds. What's more, the rsync roadmap for 3.5.0 is already catching eyes, primed for heightened security and greater community tester involvement through a brand new feedback mailing list. It's a forward-looking move that should ensure a better, safer tool for everyone, relying on robust file transfers and synchronization across different systems. Security also takes center stage with Norman Fesky's update for SculptOS, which now features a TOTP-based two-factor authentication system. This crucial upgrade tightens login security, adapting the OS for today's unpredictable threat landscape, and offering peace of mind for users serious about their privacy and protection. Meanwhile, Linux kernel enthusiasts should watch for version 7.2, which promises support for ACPICPPCv4, a pretty significant jump for those interested in efficient power management and optimal resource allocation on their platforms. For anyone who wants to squeeze every bit of juice or runtime from their hardware, these kernel-level optimizations open up a host of new possibilities. Alongside core updates, big news lands with several Linux distributions, Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and others, issuing batches of security patches to tackle vulnerabilities in widely used libraries and applications. It's an ongoing reminder of how essential diligent maintenance is when it comes to open-source environments, where transparency is both a strength and a challenge. Every maintainer and user alike has a part to play, and it's great to see rapid responses rolling out from these leading communities. Developers working with sandboxed applications should also take note of Flatpak 1.18, which introduces smarter error reporting, better performance, and a new layer of support for AMD's ROCm stack. This release stands out for providing more feedback during debugging, while ROCm support is a welcome addition for anyone delving into AI or GPU-accelerated workloads in secure environments. Flatpak's ongoing evolution reflects a growing demand among developers for portable, containerized applications that don't compromise on power or usability, a trend that's only likely to accelerate in coming years. On the frontier of artificial intelligence and security, Anthropic's Project Glasswing has entered the chat, promising a smarter way to uncover software vulnerabilities in the open source world. By combining AI's analytical prowess with the transparency of open code, Glasswing hopes to flag potentially serious issues much faster than traditional review processes. Some experts are voicing concerns about a lack of follow-up on flagged issues, but even so, the fact that AI-driven approaches are being seriously adopted in proactive security is a testament to how far the field has come. If effective, tools like Glasswing could transform the way communities manage risk, protect users, and coordinate their response to emerging challenges. Community remains the backbone of open-source innovation, and Flock 2026 in Prague symbolizes that collaborative spirit, thanks to the efforts of Jonah and her team. Scheduled for June 14th to 16th, Flock isn't just about talks and panels. It's about recognizing contributors, lunchtime learning, and real face-to-face networking. On top of that, initiatives like the Fedora Contributor Recognition Program encourage everyone to celebrate even small achievements, a philosophy at the heart of sustainable growth and innovation. These events are a powerful reminder of the human energy driving open source, blending technical know-how with personal and professional development. Zooming out to the wider tech scene, the newsletter covers an intriguing transformation in the gaming industry, spotlighting how BGMI has shifted the landscape in India over the last 5 years. What was once seen as just a pastime is now being embraced as a legitimate career path, with more young talent aspiring toward roles in esports, streaming, and the broader gaming ecosystem. This mainstream recognition across cultures hints at a future where gaming professions are as respected as other technology careers. But where there's technology, privacy and legality aren't far behind, as highlighted by the odd and complex case of someone employing a self-driving Waymo taxi during a burglary. The incident underlines not just how rapidly the future is arriving, but also the hurdles in gathering digital evidence and prosecuting crimes that weave together human and artificial intelligence. Law enforcement, policymakers, and average users alike will need to stay agile as such technologies become increasingly ingrained in daily life. For those with an eye on scientific revolutions, recent reflections in theoretical physics are reigniting conversations about how we understand our universe, especially with fresh angles on string theory. Researchers like Clifford Chung and Henriette L. Vang are pushing the field forward, looking to ground string theory in new core assumptions rather than the classic models many have accepted for decades. While some ideas challenge established views, both Chung and L. Vang are calling for a broad, experimental mindset, one open to alternatives and new frameworks. Their push for more inclusive exploration could ultimately reshape the boundaries of not just physics, but the ways in which scientific breakthroughs arise. Returning to developments in everyday tools, Proton's announcement of a native Linux client for its Proton Drive service comes as great news for privacy-conscious users. Until now, Linux users had to rely on workarounds, but the new client marks a major step forward in mainstream support for secure, cross-platform storage. Along similar lines, updates to the popular video transcoder Handbrake address crucial bugs in two-pass encoding and bring WebM support to Linux. With regular incremental improvements like these, foundational open-source developer tools only get more reliable and accessible. The ongoing Stop Killing Games campaign is attracting increasing support, particularly in the EU, by spotlighting the consumer rights of gamers and advocating for fairer digital ownership laws. As the lines between software as a service and outright ownership blur, such grassroots movements are vital for ensuring users maintain agency and respect in the digital age. The creative intersection of AI and art surfaces in Mythograph Atelier, a project weaving generative AI with artistic workflows to open up new forms of expression for digital creators. Projects like this exemplify how technological advancement can stimulate creativity, not just efficiency or productivity, but also deeper, more meaningful interactions between people and machines. The Python for Microcontrollers newsletter also champions the spirit of hands-on experimentation, highlighting not just technical milestones, but also the stories and communities that make the field vibrant. By focusing on community-driven initiatives, creative applications, and inclusivity, the newsletter stays as dynamic as the technology it covers. As readers and listeners, we're witnessing a moment where collaboration and transparency not only drive technical progress, but produce a supportive environment for both experts and newcomers alike. Every edition is a testament to the collective knowledge being built, a knowledge that's not just about new hardware releases or software patches, but also about bridging gaps and fostering learning across borders. Whether you're tracking software security, chasing physics breakthroughs, or reviving your favorite gaming memories, there's a wealth of opportunity waiting at the intersection of Python and microcontroller technology. So, as you head into your week, keep an eye out for those incremental breakthroughs and grassroots movements. They're not just shaping your tools, but the ethos of tech for years to come. Thanks for listening.